from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello listener, wherever you are. Now I would like to tell you the programs for today's edition of our programs. We will begin with the news that is followed by Commander Ray, Today in History, My Indonesia, Indonesian Wonder, and My Language. And then, to end today's edition, we will be presenting the musics in the Music Corner. Well then, listener, happy listening!
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo encouraged the creation of online traditional market. Minister Sri Mulyani confirms 400 trillion rupiah allocated for infrastructure in 2019. Now the news in details. President Joko Widodo officially opened the national work meeting of the Indonesian Market Management Association (ASPARINDO) in 2018 on Wednesday. On this occasion, he supported the creation of a market ecosystem integrated both online and offline. He said that at present, traditional markets in Indonesia have quite high competitiveness in terms of prices with modern shopping centers. However, Indonesian traditional markets still have challenges, especially with regard to order and cleanliness. This should be paid attention by the government so that the traditional markets are not left by buyers. President Joko Widodo also emphasized that in addition to efforts to rejuvenate traditional markets, the steps to sell traditional market products by using technology also need to be developed.
Oleh sebab itu, perlu ke depan, yang ketiga, perlu dibangun sebuah ekosistem.
Therefore, in the future, an online and offline ecosystem needs to be built to be able to connect. For the offline market, how can it be connected through online? The two systems must be connected. The market is fast developing because on the price side, it can compete. The figure is indeed far away. 2,000 with 3,400, 2,000 with 3,500. Furthermore, President Joko Widodo said that the payment system in the traditional market should also use electronic data capture ETC, which can minimize the use of cash payments. He also remarked that the introduction of technology like this is aimed at enhancing traditional market competitiveness among a number of modern shopping centers. Related to this, the president at the opening of the ASPARINDO National Working Meeting, which took the theme Digitizing the People's Market, asked for Minister of Communication and Information, Rudiantara, to intervene so that this program can be immediately carried out. Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani has revealed that funds amounting to 4 trillion rupiah will be allocated in the state budget for the development of infrastructure across Indonesia in 2019. As quoted by Antara News Agency speaking at a seminar on the Central Java Investment and Business Projections in 2019 on Wednesday, she said that funds for the 2019 state budget will reach a total of 2.461 trillion rupiah for expenses. The huge sum of money aims to improve the quality of the economy, public welfare. The minister outlined that allocation for infrastructure will reach 400 trillion rupiah, health sector 120 trillion rupiah, and education 500 trillion rupiah. She also said that funds amounting to 860 trillion rupiah will be transferred from the state budget to the regional administration bank accounts. In 2019, Indonesia will enjoy a healthy APBN and protected economic momentum. Minister of Industry, Minister Erlangga Hartarto, appreciates the beverage industry innovations, namely Real Cold Press Facility, which is integrated with the first technology of high-pressure processing in Indonesia in Asia. Nowadays, there are a few countries in Asia, even in the world, which adopt technology of high-pressure processing. Based on written statement received by Antaranus Agency in Jakarta on Thursday, PT Sewu Segara Primatama is one of the national companies which produce cold press juice. The method of high-pressure processing has possibility of nutrition to be kept and it extends the age of the product until 6 times without preservatives. Minister Erlangga also stated that food and beverage industry in Indonesia has huge growth potentials because it is supported by abundant natural resources and high domestic demand. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Various products and Indonesian tourism destination appear in an event held by Chinese TV, CCTV in Beijing, China, on Tuesday night. CCTV broadcasts the statement of Indonesian Ambassador to China, Johari Oratmangun, about potentials of trade, investment and tourism of Indonesia at the panel discussion with the Ambassador of Italy, Ireland, Greece and Lithuania on Wednesday night. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, Ambassador Johari Oratmangun, while giving a statement to Antara in Beijing on Thursday, pointed out the importance of Indonesia in exploring trade, investment and tourism cooperation with China. The Indonesian oil and gas community introduced palm-based surfactant to increase the production of enhanced oil recovery EOR. As quoted by Antaranus Agency Community Chairman Heri Putranto at a meeting with stakeholders in Jakarta on Wednesday, said that the use of palm-based surfactant, which is the natural resources of Indonesia, needs to be continuously socialized. The enhanced oil recovery, which sometimes called tertiary recovery, is a method to increase total production from old oil and gas well. The surfactant is a substance used for EOR in old oil wells to produce oils that are still trapped inside the earth. Heri further said that the palm surfactant is a special EOR produced in Indonesia. Previously, EOR from oil should be imported at high cost, but now it can be obtained and produced domestically. The government of Nusa Tenggara province is making every effort to build the island-based province into the world's leading tourist destination in 2020. As quoted by Antaranus Agency, to achieve that goal, Governor of East Nusa Tenggara, Victor B. Laiskodat, stated that in 2019, the regional government will start focusing on infrastructure development and access to several tourist areas that are still difficult to reach by tourists. Intensive infrastructure development in 2019 and access to tourist sites in the province are part of the efforts to support the reliable tourism sector as one of the economic pillars in the future. In addition to having immense potential in cultural tourism, East Nusa Tenggara is endowed with at least 8 natural wonders, such as Semana Santa in Larantuka, Nihiwatu Beach in Sumba Island, Alor Dive in Alor Island, Nemberala Beach in Rotendao, Komodo Island, Pink Beach in Padar Island, Taman 17 in Riung Island, and the Three Color Lakes of Mount Kalimutu. Some Indonesian seeded export products, including wood and its derivative products such as palm oil, coffee, handicrafts, chocolate, and spices, have penetrated the market in the European Union region. The statement was made by Indonesian Consul General in Marseille, Asianto Sinambela, escorted by Antaranus Agency. At a meeting with businesses under the Riviera Business Club RBC, Galeries Lafayette and Vanier et Produisa and Corporation from Nice, the French Riviera. Economic Counsel to the Indonesian Consul General in Marseille, Yonatri Rilmania, informed Antara in London on Wednesday that the meeting is aimed at intensifying business and economic relations between businesses in Indonesia and those in Nice. Nice Business Circle welcomed the initiative and efforts to increase cooperation with the Indonesian Consul General, as expressed by the President of the Business Network Association, Riviera Business Club RBC, in the Alps Maritime region. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is The Essential Meaning of Commemoration of Nusantara Day. Every December 13th, Indonesia commemorates Nusantara Day, the Archipelago Day. This commemoration is to commemorate the service of the former Prime Minister Juanda Kartawijaya, who bravely declared on 13 December 1957 that the Indonesian Sea was included in the surrounding sea between and within the Indonesian archipelago to become unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. Nusantara Day was officially stipulated by the 5th President of Republic of Indonesia, Megawati Soekarno Putri, through Presidential Decree Number 126/2001. The present generation deserves to be grateful because without the Juanda Declaration, Indonesian Sea Treaty only covers the sea 3 miles from the coastline that surrounds the islands in Indonesia. Thus, the amount Indonesian islands, there is a pre-international sea, which separates one island from another, and this means a threat to unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. In addition, without the Juanda Declaration, Indonesia's marine wealth potential is only around 1/3 of its current potential. Chairperson of Indonesian Farmers and Fishermen Movement, Professor Rokmin Danuhari, said that Indonesia has a huge economic potential in marine sector. If the economic potential of the marine sector is managed optimally, this economic potential can reach $1.2 trillion per year and are estimated to be able to employ 40 million people. Based on the theme of the Archipelago Day 2018 commemoration, the realization of whole unity of the archipelago through the Juanda Declaration, the commemoration of the Nusantara Day is very important for the present generation to unite the billion of vain Indonesian citizens. Considering the threat of national disintegration and separatism is still a threat to unitary state of Republic of Indonesia. In addition, the commemoration of Archipelago Day is very important to remind all components of the Indonesian nation that maritime power is a source of Indonesian nation's strength. Indonesia's sea not only unites, connects islands to islands, but also has a large source of wealth. Indonesia still has to work hard to enhance the economic potential of the marine sector so that it can become a source of people's welfare. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program. Today in History, Upper Air Rail Service, West Indonesia. While listening, we start for an event on December 13, 1945, when blood tragedy occurred in Tebing Tinggi City. On December 13, 1945, massive massacre on Tebing Tinggi civilians occurred. This was conducted by Japanese military. The massacre killed around 2,000 people. Until now, the Tebing Tinggi civilians commemorate the tragedy as a massacre day. The next event is that in 1937, Antara was established. Public company of Antara News Agency is state-owned enterprise that is given duty by the government to disseminate information and carry out coverage, which is fast, accurate, and important throughout Indonesia and international world. Antara News Agency was established on December 13, 1937, by A.M. Sipa Hotar, Mr. Somanant, Adan Malik and Pandu Kartawiguna, when spirit of national independence was motivated by the Indonesian youth. As executive director at the time was Mr. Somanant, and Adan Malik was as an editor, concurrently vice director. Pandu Kartawikuna was an administrator and also assisted by journalist A.M. Simahutar. Since 1962, Antara has officially become national news agency that is directly under President of Republic of Indonesia. While listening and the last event is that in 2003, Saddam Hussein was arrested. Saddam Hussein was Iraqi president in the period July 16, 1979 until April 9, 2003. As a leader of Iraq and chairman of Ba'ath Party, he took policy of secular fund Arabism, economic modernization and Arabic socialism. Saddam was overturned in the invasion of Iraq in 2003. Which was led by United States of America and arrested by the U.S. forces on December 13, 2003. On November 5, 2006, Chief Judge Rauf Rashid Abdul Rahman sentenced him to death on his crimes to humanity. On December 30, 2006, Saddam was executed at the age of 69 years. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia featuring a topic, Indonesia-Britain strengthen cooperation in the environment sector. The Indonesian Minister of Environment and Forestry, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, held a bilateral meeting with two British representatives on the sidelines of the 24th Climate Change Conference in Katowice, Poland. Both are the State Minister of Asia-Pacific Affairs at the British Department of Foreign Affairs and Commonwealth, Mark Field, and Deputy State Minister for the Department of Environment, Food and Rural, Terasi Coffey. Minister Siti Nurbaya on the media Friday, December 7 said, "This bilateral meeting discussed the ongoing cooperation of Indonesia-Britain as well as a commitment to strengthen cooperation in the environment and forestry sectors. Within a period of 2 decades, Indonesia-Britain has established systematic cooperation. The cooperation has been started since the 1990s. Minister Siti Nurbaya revealed various collaborations whose results have significant effect on national targets and fundamental improvements to the governance system, especially in the forestry sector. One of them is in terms of the timber legality system, which also contributes to reducing illegal logging and deforestation, as well as enhancing forest governance, such as the Forest Management Unit Agenda. This year, up to 2022, the total of British assistance for Indonesia is £60 million with bilateral, multilateral and global programs. The recognition of the Indonesian Timber Legality, SVLK, has proven to increase the timber trade of the two countries. England is one of the top 10 export destinations for Indonesian wood products. This year, Indonesia has issued 6,892 V-legal documents for export to Britain, worth $255.23 million. On the occasion, Minister Siti Nurbaya said, the ministers from both countries also agreed to recognize cooperation, especially in terms of cooperation to support the International Tropical Peatland Center, or ITPC. The ITPC base is currently available on two forest research campuses in Bogor, the Research Development and Innovation Agency, and at the Center for International Forestry Research, CIFOR. Minister Siti Nurbaya also invited the two British ministers to conduct field work visit and seeing Indonesia's achievements in implementing climate change. The minister believes that cooperation with Britain will run well since Indonesia and Britain have good teamworks and they respect each other. That was my Indonesia for today.
Welcome back, listener. Here is news in brief. Minister Sri Mulyani confirms 400 trillion rupiah allocated for infrastructure in 2019. Minister Airlangga Hartarto appreciates innovation technology of high-pressure processing. Products and Indonesian tourism destination appear on Chinese TV. Indonesian oil gas community introduced palm oil surfactant. Year-end developing East Nusa Tenggara into world's leading tourist destination. Indonesian consulate explored trade's potential in Nice. Listener, that was News in Brief over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Today, we will present you about Seranting Beach in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. Mandalika was inaugurated as a Tourism Special Economic Zone, SEZ, in 2014. Mandalika is a tourism area covering 1,035 hectares in central Lombok Regency, West Nusa Tenggara. The SEZ of Mandalika offers marine tourism with stunning beach and underwater enchantment. Traveling to Mandalika, there are at least 7 tourist destinations I suggest you to visit. One of them is Seranting Beach. It is located about 51 kilometers from Mataram, the capital of West Nusa Tenggara. It takes about 1 or 1.5 hours drive from downtown Mataram. Once arriving at Seranting Beach, you will be amazed by the beauty of the beach. The water is blue and the waves are quite large. The beach is suitable as a surfing location. On the beach, you can walk barefoot across the coastline while watching beautiful sea scenery. The place is also suitable for sunbathing since the beach is not crowded by the visitors yet. You can also climb the hill on the area to see the beach from the top. When traveling to Seranting Beach, you can enjoy the natural beauty of the beach and calm atmosphere. Feel just like your own beach. Uniquely, if you look at the sea, you will see large boulders that resemble mushrooms, like floating on the sea. It is Batu Tongkong or Mushroom Rock, which is the icon of the beach. If you are lucky, you can also participate in the annual traditional event of the local people called Bau Nyale, a festival to catch sea worms to commemorate the local legend of Princess Mandalika. The entrance ticket to Seranting Beach is only 5,000 rupiah per person. The facilities are available completely, such as parking lot, restaurants, and toilets. Near the Seranting Beach, there are also some other beaches to visit, such as Kuta Beach, Seger Beach, and Tanjung An Beach. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today featuring Seranting Beach, We will meet again with other interesting topics. Goodbye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listeners, welcome back to Miscellany. In today's edition, we will present information about Indonesian author receives Prince Close Award 2018. Stay tuned. Listeners, Indonesian literary world has just collected a prideful achievement. Indonesian author Eka Kurniawan received the Prince Close Award 2018 for the literary category on 6th of December in the Netherlands. This annual award is presented to individuals, groups, or organizations engaging in cultural field. Their literary works have contributed to developing the society in Africa, Asia, Latin America, and Caribbean islands. Eka Kurniawan is chosen as the winner because of his ability to narrate imaginative stories through the beauty of prose, as well as the universality of the themes of his stories. Listeners, 213 people were listed as the nominations of the Prince Close Award 2018. 85 of them were accepted and reselected by the Prince Close Award Board. Those who were selected were invited to attend the formal awarding ceremony in the Royal Palace, Amsterdam, before the Royal Family of Kingdom of the Netherlands and guests coming from all around the world. The award would also be given to respective country of the winner, followed by a ceremony led by Dutch ambassador. Besides Eka Kurniawan, the other winners of the Prince Close Award 2018 include Adong Judith from Uganda for theatrical category, Marwa Al-Sabuni from Syria for the architecture and urbanism category, Kidlat Tahimik from Philippines for visual arts and film category, and O. Menelik Ato from Brazil from media and journalistic category. Meanwhile, Market Photo Workshop from South Africa won the Principal Prince Close Award 2018 for photography category. Dada Masilo, who also comes from South Africa, won the Next Generation Award 2018 for the dance category. Listeners, Eka Kurniawan is an Indonesian author who was born on 28th of November 1975. His works counter all discriminative political treatments. Eka tries to communicate social issues through his creative works so that they can be delivered easily to the public and build better perception about their country. The writer who pursued his study at Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, Indonesia, is thought to be able to sharpen people's understanding about history so that people will have better perception about their country. He is also able to promote local culture of Indonesia by combining local mythology in his stories, which has probably been abandoned in Indonesian literary tradition. The author of Cantik and Luka, or in English, Beautiful and Wound, uses the power of literature to deliver crucial topics in creative way, especially in the period when freedom of expressing opinion was restricted. That was Miscellany about Indonesian author receives Prince Close Award 2018. See you on our next edition with other interesting topics.
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, we will present you some beautiful songs from Titi DJ Jayati, known as Titi DJ. Let us listen to the first song entitled Ekspresi by Titi DJ. That was the song entitled Ekspresi, composed by Indra Lesmana and Mira Lesmana. The song was sung by Titi DJ and Indra Lesmana. The song you have just listened was taken from an album Menyanyikan Kembali, a compilation music album of Titi DJ. In a new version of the song Ekspresi, Titi DJ collaborated with other famous female singers, namely Ruth Sahanaya, Rita Effendy, Memes, Melly Guslau, and Reza. The song narrates about someone who wants to express what is in his or her feeling into art in poetry, song, music, and dance. Listener, coming up next, a song entitled Bintang Bintang by Titi DJ. Just listen to the song Bintang Bintang by Titi DJ. The song is taken from the same title of album Bintang Bintang, released in 1995. Without any intervention of Indra Lesmana, the album of Titi was different from her previous albums. as the replacement Erwin Gutawa, Andi Ayunir, and Adi Adrian involved in producing the album. Listener, now let us enjoy a song entitled Sang Dewi by Titi DJ. Being released in 2001, the song Sang Dewi with slow rhythm has interesting combination between violin and piano and little bit touch of drum. Therefore, the song is luxuriously dedicated when it mixed by melodious vocal of Titi. The song tells about a woman who adores her sweetheart and has brought her happiness to fall in love again until she makes herself complete. Well, listener, we will dedicate a song entitled Bahasa Kalbu by Titi DJ as the end of Music Corner. Happy listening and see you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semakin ku menyangkal itu, semakin menghujam semua tentangmu. Mengapa rindu? Semakin menghujam semua tentangmu.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.